USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are ready to sit down with Democrats and hammer out a new reasonable coronavirus stimulus package. But according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Democrats are insisting on things not connected with the coronavirus crisis.
They don't think Congress should do anything at all unless they get to cash out a far-left ideological wish list.
Senator Rob Portman of Ohio is volunteering to take part in Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial. Speaking on Fox & Friends, a Republican says it's important for everyone to get vaccinated.
When I got into this, it was 50%. As of last night, it's now up to 56% of Americans are willing to get vaccinated. We need everybody to be willing to get vaccinated who doesn't have a medical issue, because this is going to protect them and their families, but also our community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As coronavirus cases across the country continue to rise, new COVID-19 restrictions are being put in place across the country. In Oregon, only 6 people are allowed from 2 households. In New Mexico, no more than 5 people can be in one house at a time. And Chicago and Philadelphia are saying no indoor gatherings of any size. Michigan adding restrictions that say all school will be done now remotely, no organized sports, no indoor dining, movie theaters, casinos, and bowling centers will also be closed. Nevada's Republican Party announced a new election contest on Tuesday to throw out fraud and ensure integrity of the election. Former Attorney General for Nevada Adam Laxalt lays out the case.
We are presenting today in our formal contest that there are north of 15,000 people who voted in Nevada and another state.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The battle for control of the Senate rests in 2 remaining Georgia runoffs, and those 2 races rest in the hands of a few undecided voters. In both races, a Republican and Democrat are essentially tied, with just 3% of voters undecided in each race. As far as what's at stake for the United States, current Georgia Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler tells Fox News,
"Well, obviously everything's on the line. We're the firewall against socialism in this country. And Chuck Schumer said, now we take Georgia, then we change America. And that's exactly what he means. We know that he would abolish the filibuster. He'd pack the court. He'd implement a dramatic tax increase on all hardworking families across America. And he has his own agent of change in Raphael Warnock, who is running against me in my race, the most radically liberal candidate for Senate in the country. Don't take my word for it. It's in his own words. He's someone that doesn't support the police. He said that you can't serve in the military and serve God. He celebrated Fidel Castro in his own church. So this is the type of candidate, this is the type of agenda that Democrats want to enact if we don't hold the line in Georgia on January 5th.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1883 when at exactly noon, American and Canadian railroads began using 4 continental time zones to end the confusion of dealing with thousands of local times. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.